This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Toscano is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates. He represents the city of Charlottesville and part of Albemarle County. David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy. How are you doing?
Very good. Did you have a nice weekend?
It was terrific. It was nice to see some of that snow go away.
Yeah. You know what somebody said earlier? This is a cold rain, and I was thinking, yeah, but you know what? It's so much better than snow.
Ain't it the truth?
So, David, you made some news right at the end of last week when you made a very public call for city-county talks of some kind regarding this bill. Delegate Rob Bell has a bill now working its way through the General Assembly. And give us the backstory on the news that you made.
Well, you know, I called on the elected officials in the county and the city, the school board folks and the supervisors and council members to essentially say, you know, it's time for us to get together and ratchet up the level of cooperation that we have in this community. You know, we have programs that we do together that are unrivaled by any place in the Commonwealth. And the concern that I have is this budget amendment is really driving a wedge between the two jurisdictions, and it is having the unintended consequence, I think, of making it more difficult for people to cooperate, more difficult for people to cooperate than we really want. So I said, well, I think it's time to get some folks together and see if we can sort through some of these issues and move forward as a community. And make it even better than we have right now.
We're talking with David Toscano. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. David, Mayor Dave Norris and some other folks in the city have not been shy at all about saying publicly, you know, if this passes and the county takes this money from our school budget, which could, what is it, $2.7 million or something?
Well,
like?
I think it's up to 2.8. I just saw the number today because it is in the House budget. And so it's $2.8 million.
$2.8 million, and they have said in the city, you know, if you accomplish your goal, all we're going to do is figure out a way to take $2.8 million back out of money that we currently put into some joint cooperative projects.
Well, there are some things that are being said on in both the county and the city that I'm not sure are really all that productive. I mean, some people in the county are saying, look, it's our money, give it back to us. And some people in the city are saying, well, if you take it, we're going to take some of your other money. And I think we need to step away from some of that rhetoric and say, okay, how can we better work together to provide some efficiencies and to deliver the services that people expect local governments to provide? And I'm hoping that we can move forward in that area in the next several months.
Yeah. Now, ideally, what would you like to see? I mean, because if this bill passes and the county takes this money, you know, the city's going to take the money back. It'd be a zero-sum game, it looks like, from where I'm sitting.
Well, if this bill passes, I think that the city probably will take some efforts to collect the money back in some way, and I don't think that's going to be productive. So, ironically, an effort to bring the communities together is going to backfire, and I don't think that we as elected leaders in this community can allow that to happen. We've done too much together over the years to let us be pulled apart at the very time when we should be pulling together.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. And I think we have a caller that Michael will set us up. David, take us back, if you can. When this revenue-sharing agreement was reached in the early 80s, I think it was 81, 82, you, of course, were involved in local politics. Do you remember this discussion and sort of the climate and the tenor of city-county relations at that time?
Well, I arrived in 1981, and as I arrived, there was considerable discussion about the city annexing land of substantial size, and primarily in the commercial corridors of Albemarle County. At that time, cities could still annex land, and the city was ready to file a suit for annexation. And calmer heads prevailed. The city and county got together, and they said, okay, you will give up the right to annex land in perpetuity, and in exchange, the city and the county will share the revenue that would be derived from the increased development that would otherwise occur in the city but was going to occur in the county because there was no annexation. So it was a revenue-sharing agreement, and they put together a formula, and everybody knew from the beginning that it, because the city wasn't going to annex land and it was always smaller and the development would primarily occur in the county, that there would be transfers of money back to the city that would then go into investments in infrastructure for the city, which serves as the center of the whole region. And it's just that now that it's gotten to the point where the money is large enough and the budget process is so challenging that people are looking for ways that they can get money wherever they can. And so folks are now looking at the revenue sharing agreement as a way to do that. The composite index, which has been a subject of dispute in this debate, was in existence probably at least 4 years prior to the revenue sharing agreement being struck. Everybody knew it was there. Everybody knew how it worked. And everybody knew long term the county would be transferring money to the city. But they struck the deal, and the county endorsed it, the voters, by over 60%. And so this is unique. We're one of several in Commonwealth. We are the largest revenue sharing agreement in the Commonwealth, but we are not the only one.
We're talking with David Toscano, member of the Virginia House of Delegates, former mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Henry is on line two in Albemarle County. Henry, you're on with David. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I believe that part of the reason there's this wedge, as Delegate Toscano is saying, or this animosity is being driven, is unfortunately over the years, the city would, at the end of the year, come up and crow about this wonderful amount of surplus funds they've got available, and gee, what can we go do with it? And at the same time, the irony of it was the surplus was almost the same amount of money as the county was giving through revenue sharing. So you couple that with the fact that we're giving them $17, $19 million, whatever the figure is, then we're having to also throw in on top of that how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to have joint fire services. So, you know, over the years, when you kept hearing that, oh, gee, we've got all this kind of like play money, we had, that's why many county residents, I've lived here all my life, I voted against the revenue sharing agreement. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that voted on for it at that time, that generation has either passed away or moved away. But it's completely, you know, it's a completely different mindset now. We are not the same community that we were when that vote took place.
Hank, thanks for the call. David?
Oh, I think, you know, a lot of the points he's made are right on the money. And this community is very different than what it looked like in 1982. If the city had annexed the land that they were going to try to annex back in 1982, this community would even look more different. I mean, what would happen is the city would not be getting $18 million out of the land, but essentially they'd be getting probably $30 million. So the amount of money being transferred would be much higher. The other thing that probably would have happened is that because the county wouldn't have a place to build a commercial infrastructure, they probably would not be building on 29. They'd probably have to move into the rural areas. So, and that's not something I think anybody really wants and anybody really wanted to see. So that's one of the reasons why revenue sharing probably works good for both jurisdictions. The city probably gets less than they would have otherwise gotten had they annexed. And the county has its growth concentrated in growth areas as opposed to being spread out all over the rural countryside. I think people forget about that sometime. But his point is well taken. I mean, no one wants to feel like they're being taken advantage of. And I think that sitting down and trying to work through different ways that we can talk about cooperation would better serve our community than what we're doing right now.
David, what do you think of the chances at some point in the future? Because ever since I've lived here, I've scratched my head about one thing, and that is these two separate school systems. There is such redundancy and so much money spent to do the same job, you know, right across the street from each other, basically. And is there any hope at one day in combining these school systems both to save money as well as, I would argue, you could make it an incredibly powerful city-county cooperative school system?
I think there always is hope for consolidating, cooperating within the school divisions. I think it is a challenge in both the city and the county, and for really different reasons. In the city, there's more money spent per pupil than in the county. the demographics are different. In the city, there are many more kids on free and reduced lunches, and there are a lot more special needs kids in the city. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at ways to perhaps move the ball forward in this arena. I think that in some ways that'll be the more difficult thing. I think fire services actually is an interesting one to look at, because the caller mentioned the county paying money to the city for fire services. Well, they actually get services for the dollars that they're providing to the city. We got a world-class fire division, and we've been running trucks into the county for years, because otherwise the county has to spend a substantial amount of money both on building fire stations and operating them through personnel. So that's a one where, you know, it makes sense to try to cooperate, because the infrastructure is already there in the city, and if it can service the county at a reasonable cost, save lives and save property, what's not to like about that?
What's been the reaction that you've gotten to your call for talks?
It's generally been pretty positive. I think I gave people a lot of different dates where they could respond to, and we're getting some of the responses back. You know, this went out late Friday, and it may be arriving in people's mailboxes Saturday or even today. So we're hopeful that we can get some things together. And, you know, there's going to have to be a lot of different discussions. I mean, it's not just the elected officials that have to be engaged in this. It's the whole community, because this really is a community issue. And the elected officials, you know, they may not be willing to take some risks that other folks might be willing to take, or and they're not maybe not willing to make some proposals that other people might be willing to make. But we have to start this discussion, because otherwise we'll be further divided.
Yeah, and if I remember from the reading I've done on the history of the revenue sharing agreement, part of the agreement called for more cooperation, more talks and more cooperation on and joint services.
Absolutely, and I think that was one of the failures in the follow-up, and what people, there were several meetings, discussions, studies that were done, and, you know, sometimes you don't consolidate or you don't cooperate because it doesn't make financial sense to do so. And other times it makes financial sense to do so, and you should do so independent of the politics of it. And I think maybe it's time to look at some of these efforts again. You know, what about parks? Why should we have a separate parks system? You know, we have good parks in the county and good parks in the city. They serve a little different function. But, you know, we also have these different fees that people pay depending on where they live. Now, this is one community. You'd like to figure out a way that everybody either pays the same or they don't pay anything to go into a park.
I agree with you. I think if the right people sit down and start really looking closely at this with fresh eyes, there's so much opportunity here to make this a stronger community and perhaps even and save some money.
Well, that's the hope anyway.
David Toscano, he's a member of the Virginia House of Delegates. David, thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.